Okay, my second attempt. Looks like I'm live. So this is Vincent Easley for the Bundy Ranch trial going on here at the Las Vegas U.S. District Court. So this morning I was in court for a while, and then I got removed for being a witness when the Bundy Ranch trial came in. So what happened was, well, let me just start with the morning. So I got to see Ryan Bundy again, and a handshake and a hug, and to see him again as a free man since way back in 2014, last time I saw him besides sitting in court here these last couple of few weeks. What a great privilege that is. So this morning, there was some of the press I recognized from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Ken Ritter from the AP, of course. Maxine Bernstein from the Oregonian, Tay from High Country News, and Terry from the Rosebud Beacon up in Oregon, and several others. So Micah McGuire takes a plea. And what is that? That plea agreement with the federal government. It's like an escape and paying the price at the same time. You have to bow to the court and confess, saying how the government was right, and we'll come to that too. There's a lot of humiliation and shame and feeling like a whipped dog, and I took some of those little bit of information there in the description of Lane Cooper, somebody who watched his plea up there in Oregon. Randall Ruskie is the attorney for McGuire. So Judge Gloria Navarro says, you understand you're sworn and you waive remedy for charges. And these charges are consist of conspiracy to impede. And there's two elements in that, that the time frame was from March 28th of 2014 to March 16th of 2016. That was on to prevent the discharge of duties by federal officers and with fear and intimidation. And he had to admit that he became or confessed, I would say, or make statement that he became a member of the conspiracy and understood the state. And she said, do you understand that the state must prove beyond a shadow of a doubt? And furthermore, are you competent? And there was more questions. She finds him to be competent, and the prosecution is competent, and the terms can consist. And the prosecution states them, several. The trial, he won't be able to have a trial, and he's waiving that. And he cannot seek to withdraw. The forfeiture in further charges will be withdrawn after the plea and after the sentencing. And there's a lot of contingency on that, and Judge Navarro will speak to that here in my notes a little further. The guilty plea, and if he does somehow end up back before the court, then they'll reverse that, accepting that plea and the agreement that Judge Navarro will eventually lay down and sentence. She says the maximum term is 10 years plus 6 for enhancement plus 5. And then there's a 2-point downward adjustment for acceptance of responsibility. And the court doesn't have to accept recommendation. The release is pending. He'll be released pending sentencing, and that will be after the first of the year. And so Judge Navarro asked, did he understand the plea? He says yes. So the judge asked, were there previous pleas offered? And the state says yes, but there weren't any better offers. She said, let me skip a little bit. So he waives a jury trial to sentence, and she will sentence him. He loses his rights. the max penalty of 6 years and $250,000 fine plus a $100 sentencing fee. I guess you got to pull that out of your pocket at the time of that it's handed down, the way she sounded. So the guidelines not able to will not be able to be determined until after the evaluation, and that she can sentence on the matter as far as a recommendation. She doesn't have to, she says, and she emphasized the word might, that she might impose a higher sentence. And she says that a parole has been abolished in the federal system, and but supervised release, it's the same thing after prison would come. If he goes to prison, which, you know, she can still send him to prison. And if there's any violation, it's the full term. She asks if there's any questions. He says, no. How do you plead? Guilty. Judge Navarro says if he would waive his right to remain silent to respond. So the federal court orders to remove trespass cattle. So she's saying that this was what was going on, that the federal court had orders to remove trespass cattle, and that Bundy knew they were in conspiracy. She asked McGuire this. He said yes, and furthered the conspiracy by serving as a guard. McGuire says guilty. The police sentence report, there's a lot of text and technicals in here on 5 business days for revision. And she emphasized to look at all the pages. And sentencing will be February 16th in 2018 at 9 a.m. And then he can make any statements then and submit any letters previously there from friends and family. And she further, there will be no forfeiture. The release agreement is binding until the sentencing. About withdrawing motions, Fourth Amendment. So McGuire had filed some motions, and he's going to withdraw those. As to do with the Fourth Amendment and motion to suppress, will be withdrawn. Judge Gloria Navarro does present. Let's see. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, yeah. So she was saying that he does, maybe he wouldn't return to court. He has a risk, including substance abuse and some other things. So conditions. He had, and his lawyer said there was a marijuana charge and it was withdrawn without adjudication, talking about some of his criminal record and so forth. So he's to report to pretrial office, personal restriction for his association to maintain a residence, and I think he may be with his mother. He has to work and keep or seek a job, and anybody on the witness list he can't have any contact with. So the defense says that there was no one on the list that he wanted to be in contact with. Further, there's no drugs, no guns, no booze, and I think they withdrew the booze part back from the prosecutor, says part 7, 8, 9 were not needed. So nope to dope unless it's from the big pharma. There you go. Look more at that. And not to violate any laws. If he changes his address or phone number, he's going to make a report. He has to take piss tests, surrender his passport, no contact with co-defendants. Looks like his wife is in Arizona there, and maybe he'll be going on to Arizona and change the jurisdiction where he resides. We'll see about that. Judge Gloria Navarro says good luck. So then we move on a little while here, and we come up to the USA versus Bundy et al. Cliven and Ammon, they're dressed in jail clothes still. Ryan Payne, he's in his civvies, and Ryan Bundy, a free man, is mostly free. Released to a halfway house last night. It was awesome. Great. So he's in his free world clothes, of course. And the prosecution is is going to ask for a continuance. That's the word I got right before being standing up there. I start with the judge giving the decorum and why recording is not allowed. Why isn't it? I'm asking this question. Why isn't it allowed in federal court? And it was pondered by talking to Ken Ritter here last week. And, you know, he said it in state courts you can, but not here. So I think I look here at the screen. Looks like, hey, Coy. And there's some questions. Doty, that's my good friend, too. Both y'all in Cali. Did he get bought off, or was he an informant? Well, I think he got scared, Doty, and that's what they usually do. You know, a lot of people end up with plea deals to avoid the rest of their life in prison. You know, 5 to 8 years or something, I think, is generally a standard, what I've noticed a lot of times. So it's not sure what time it is. It's Tuesday anyways, November the 14th, 2017. And this is me, Vince Easley. A lot of you know me, and if you don't, look me up. And we're here. I'm continuing to witness, to re-present as witness what's going on here. All right, if I can figure out how to stop it now, we'll do it good. There it is, finish button. That'll be the obvious one. So. Excuse the typo and talk and the stuttering and the and-ums. If you can get past that, we might be able to share some information. Thanks, you guys.